sociopaths on a Reddit thread, all right? They attempted to use propaganda to divert attention from themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sick people out there. Cool. This is a good like research thing that you're doing right now and exposing them. Definitely. They got to use someone, especially to hide themselves, but I do think there's like a secret society that's trying to work in the background of things, and I don't know what they're trying to accomplish at the end of the day, but I think it's a bigger thing that everyone actually is looking at because everyone's just trying to live their day-to-day life.
So you work for a construction company?
I do, yeah.
So what do you think about this, about the lack of honesty, the lack of definition?
Well, I mean, just like you were saying, one lie leads to a bunch of other lies to cover things up, and anybody who's involved in that's going to try and cover their tracks.
Fair to say this is tyranny, hypocrisy?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm in the automotive industry. It is tyranny.
Hypocrisy?
Yes, 100% hypocrisy.
Would you say that this threatens our sense of security?
Oh, 100%.
They're not listening. If we have a whole generation that's grown up without Bible, they kicked it out of the schools, they got rid of it. They don't hear the Bible, they don't know the Bible, they don't know anything, they don't want it. They want sin, and they love sin, and they love their own ways.
Right. People that are lusting, lust at children. Mm. Lusting is acting little, acting belittling. Mm. Acting as if a little part of you is everything in your mind. Mm. Acting as if end by end, that is your designed authority. Acting as if what you are is little parts to possess, that you want corrupt authority, that you want abusive authority. Acting little, acting belittling, right? And by that we know they that are lusting at an inner child. They are designing by the reserve mind that Freud chose to call the subconscious mind.
Okay.
The way our world is controlled and manipulated in maximum ways is by lying about young people.
Yeah.
And they spent a century acting out to confuse this. All right.
Yeah. It's obvious that they're people have been slaves all their lives.
They have.
We've been fed lies in school. We've been fed lies our whole life.
Tyrants. People on their way with hidden agendas on their way to hell.
Persons running our systems are playing in material of young people under guise of investigating, heading it our public with ammunition, psychiatric needles, false brands, labels. What they accuse other people of, they are actually interested in.
Yeah. What's good for you isn't good for me.
Wow.
I think what you're doing is phenomenal. I commend you on making them have to be accountable.
They are lying on that subject of young people.
I'm blown away how crazy that it is. I'm so glad that you're proving them on their hypocrisy, for the BS that they're giving to everybody. The truth needs to come out, and it's good that you've proved that the truth is coming out. That's what I like, is that you're proving them guys are crooks and hypocrites.
They're wanting to act as if they can rewrite history, remembering only a short time ago that we had evidence that they're all interested in young people. So we can't be having people lie about that.
They can see the Constitution, but because they're behind it, looking over top of it, able to skirt it with an iron curtain.
I've been able to document a pattern evidencing accusers or abusers. So the way this, what they call a game is that they accuse, that diverts attention away from that matrix that is playing in that market. Mm-hmm. And people cloaking, concealing activities with respect to young people.
Yeah. So. Just the secrecy, you know, I mean, like, it could be in your neighborhood, two or three people on the block.
Of course.
Are you aware of the latest news on the internet?
The latest news on the internet? No, what's that?
Well, Alberta's been exposed to a great scandal against the public.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what's exposed is that the persons running our system are playing in pornography of young people on the internet.
Oh, I thought I'd seen something like that.
You thought you'd seen something like that?
I heard something like that on the internet.
So that means that they're heading at people with propaganda, heading at people with false brands, labels, and they're lying to us on subjects of young people.
Wow. Good.
They're even
expose them all. It's not right.
It's not right.
It reminds me of Brave New World, Aldous Huxley. Reminds me of that. It's the same thing. Sexual play with young people. That's straight out of that book. It's almost like they took that as a manual.
That reeks hypocrisy.
Oh, of course. Of course. I've always kind of felt the tyranny and hypocrisy of our society. It's existed pretty much my whole life.
They're lying on the subjects of young people.
Yeah.
And
oh, yes.
Because I exposed what they were acting out, they attempted to try to turn that on me.
That's hypocritical. Yes, it is.
You work for Canada Post.
Yeah, right. Work for a living, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Very good.
Do you see that that threatens our sense of liberty?
Sure, it does.
Now, we don't want to be lied to.
Yeah.
Especially on the subject of young people.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, that is tyranny.
Yeah.
When the system picks fights with people, they shouldn't pick fights with social scientists. What do you do again? You're a...
We're manufacturers reps for industrial electrical equipment.
Oh.
Yeah, I have exposed that inside Alberta, persons running systems are playing in pornography of young people under guise of investigating.
Right. Exactly. And really, they can, the people in the position of power, they, who knows what happens, right? All of the chain that things need to go through, like you said, under guise of investigation, you know, when something comes up, they're like, oh, we're looking into it, and then it gets swept under the rug, right, eventually.
You don't want to be, under, you know, with Big Brother watching over your shoulder, you know, giving people the choice, right, not taking that away from them.
We have people running our systems, heading at the public with ammunition, psychiatric needles, false brands, labels, while they're playing in that pornography of young people under guise of investigating. Yeah, they cannot be telling us what to do while they're acting out what they tell us not what to do. That is common sense.
I'm like a double standard, right? It's like, do as I say, not as I do.
Do as I say, not as I do. You're right, yeah. And I mean, here you are running a bank, agreeing, and I've got responses from the public.
That's great.
Right now, I have exposed on the internet, first time in Canadian history, first time in the world, that the persons running our systems are playing in pornography of young people under guise of investigating.
And you've proven that?
Proven.
Yeah.
You work for Canada Post?
Yep. Be interesting to read that. I don't know, everybody should respond on that, but...
Everyone should respond to this?
Yeah.
Businesses, citizens...
Everybody, yeah.
Everybody should respond to this news.
Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate that. And you're a business owner yourself, and so, you know, you're not a...
Yeah, you're doing good thing.
There's a gargantuan elephant in the room, and that elephant is gaining weight.
Okay, well, I'll pass that information on.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't disagree with you there.
As you are a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Do you believe the media need to address this?
Oh, I absolutely do believe that.
So you believe the mainstream media need to address that as the highest priority?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Do you know what hypocrisy is?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Hypocrisy is when you tell people what not
preach,
to do.
Yeah, preach what, I mean, practice what you preach kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And the media plays hypocrisy too, because it is a corporation. And the corporate people, they know how to manipulate media and the society.
Right.
So it's becoming very difficult for anybody who wants to expose. It's becoming very difficult.
Right.
Because of the power they entail into themselves. And what the government plays to cover up with them too. Because they are part of each other. They're brothers in arms. They dine and wine together. And they tell us what is what. If you do something, you will be labeled a modern tyranny.
Modern tyranny.
A high-tech tyranny.
Well, I was in the construction business. Worked a lot for the city. Well, I owned my own company at the time.
You owned your own company?
Yeah.
Our system is in disrepute. So what do you think Jason Kenney ought to do about what is exposed online?
I think he should get out of the politics business because he's a crook.
All right. Rachel Notley called him a corrupt premier.
Yes.
That causes us to not trust the legislature.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right.
This is supposed to be a free country. You're supposed to be able to
You'd think.
Speak your mind.
They're heading at people with ammunition, psychiatric needles, false brands, labels, propaganda. And now they're exposed themselves. This is proof they're lying on subjects of young people.
There are things going on, but perhaps they're keeping things under wraps, undercover, you know, so that they're not exposed.
Systematic organized crime, is that what you're talking about?
Pretty much, yeah.
You think our system is broken?
It is broken, it's stupid.
Is it hypocrisy?
It is hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy.
It is tyranny.
Do we need to rewrite the Constitution?
Immediately. It's terrible justice system, divorcing the world. Constitution.
Right. Then you're a devout Christian?
I'm, for mom's side, Jew, and for father, Christian. Poet, writer, and sociologist.
Sociologist.
Yeah.
That's not fair at all.
No.
That's
deceiving.
Right. That's power tripping.
Hypocritical.
Why did you not raise that matter of NN Club inside the courtroom?
No comment.
No comment. Well, that incriminates you right there. But the warning page says adult or inappropriate material, therefore it's not even beware. While people are playing material of youth porn running our system.
Talk to your appeal lawyer, please.
Mr. Morin, that phony trial was being forced on me, and now all you're saying with respect to NN Club is no comment, Mr. Morin? Why did you not raise that in the courtroom like I asked you? Did you forget?
I'm scientist Sean Cullen. I have a number of Summit Insights on the internet. I have points and questions to raise. With respect to the internet, there is a site titled NN Club. That site is wide open on Service Provider Edmonton, shared by Provinces Canada. That site heads to a million tons of youth porn, wide open, not blocked. Thousands,
youth porn?
Yes, thousands of sites, Edmonton, and the warning page says adult or inappropriate material. That is telling us that is an invitation. The site is not saying a warning of criminal material. The site is saying adult or inappropriate. Do you believe the media need to address that?
Yes, I do.
You?
Yep.
All right. Second question. Do you believe that since authorities and persons running systems are letting that material be wide open and using language which is an invitation, do you believe they ought to be heading at the public with guns and psychiatric needles knowing that that is
no.
happening?
No, no, exactly.
Right.
No, of course not. That's not fair at all.
No. That's deceiving.
Right. That's power tripping.
Hypocritical.
Hypocritical. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Abusing their power.
Do you believe that is letting us know that that material it appears to be by authorities decriminalized? Access is permitted, possessing of that material is permitted by that invitation using that language, adult or inappropriate material. Do you believe that that is carrying that message?
That it's appropriate?
No, that it's permitted. That it is permitted.
Oh, it is. It's totally giving them, letting people say it's there's access to it.
Right.
Whether you say it's wrong or it's not, it's only adult content or beware. It's like it's basically saying, you know, open invitation, come on in.
Right. It's not even saying beware. It's saying adult or inappropriate.
Yeah.
All right.
Adult or inappropriate, of course.
Well, thank you for your input very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am leading social scientist Sean Cullen. I have a number of Summit Insights on the internet. Two points I'm raising and questions. Service Provider Edmonton, shared by Provinces Canada. There is a site, NN Club, wide open, not blocked. That heads to thousands of sites, a million tons of youth porn. The warning page, from what I'm told, adult or inappropriate material. Not beware, not criminal material. That language is an invitation. You must agree that is an invitation. That is not saying if you proceed that you are headed to criminal material. Adult or inappropriate is legal language. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, that's, that sounds like entrapment, false advertising. Like, they're not stating exactly what they're offering. So you're going in under false pretenses. At the end of the day, you're the one who's liable, not the people involved.
And that is not fair. So, entrapment. Do you believe the media need to address this? Mainstream media? Do you need, we all need to talk about this?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, my name's Jody.
Jody?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
You, you're the commander.
I am one of the commander's advisors.
One of the commander's advisors.
I am. A professor and an advisor for the commander.
You're a professor and advisor, doctor.
And your name, sir?
My name is Sean Cullen.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
C-U-L-L-E-N?
C-U-L-L-E-N. So this is important because we're talking about diversity, but we're talking about our constitution, our criminal code, we're talking about human nature. So we know now that persons running our systems are interested in young people. They're attracted to young people.
And always have been.
And they always have been, yeah. So there's a sexual attraction there, and they have confused the subjects. What do you think about this? What should we do then? What should Canada's armed forces do? What should Canada's armed forces do? What role should you play as a professor, as someone who cares about your service towards Canadians with respect to this? It's not appropriate that persons are heading at people with their misapplications of criminal law and denying the Constitution. Maybe I'd talk to someone like Alison Redford, or who's tried to communicate with me in the times past, or perhaps Rachel Notley, who had the guts to say that the Premier is corrupt, you know? So I'm willing to, you know, be fair with people if they're willing to try to act reasonable, and I won't try to embarrass them. That's
you have a beautiful heart for seeing the good done by people.
I have a beautiful heart. Thank you. I appreciate you saying this. Yeah. So what do you think needs to be done about this?
I think for me right now, when advising the commander on it, is really doing the same thing, and that's helping people be their best selves.
Okay.
And keeping an eye out for where there is ways that they can help people be better. I was going to say thank you, but again, and thank you for sharing what your experience and your caliber of knowledge is.
So there's actually 12 treaties. So one of them is the Treaty 8, is when it was signed in 1899.
Great. So I think it's important to talk to everybody, because we all need to get on the same page, right? Because this weighs in on what's happening between the Aboriginal communities and our government. And so they can't be talking about reconciliation and not willing to address these subjects on young people, or is there attracted to young people. People running our systems are addicted to material of young people, and there's a market there, and that is exposed now.
And human trafficking too is a big factor in that too, right? That's where they're targeting.
Well, you see, there's children that are terrorized. You see, this is one of the concerns I have. I believe there's young people that want to act out that pornographic whatever activities, right? And I have proof of it. But there's a side we need to be concerned with. Children that do not want that, and that is being forced on them, and they're terrorized. Now,
that is happening, is trafficking, and it's happening more and more every day. We're bringing awareness. We have her coming in January.
Yeah.
We want to speak on trafficking because they're trafficking our native girls in our reserves, and they're targeting the boys now.
There's young people which are involved, which are actually, by their own will, enemies of the state. So you've got to watch for young people because they can be as dangerous as older people. And our prosecutor's office cannot be trusted. Put this in a framework of understanding, which will work for everyone and benefit everyone, so we know where the boundaries are and we understand what you stop that propaganda. Because the people that are accusing are actually the wicked people, somebody that you cannot be trusted with our security.
That is so true.
That's so true. Thank you.
So they're lying on the subjects of young people, first of all. That's why you don't know if your compass is working right.
Yeah.
They were trying to act as if it is not possible for political people and people running our systems to be attracted to any person under 18. That is preposterous.
Yes, I agree with you.
Saying that it is not possible for any person to be attracted to anyone under 18.
That's
that is a madness.
Yes, it is. That's a lie. Where do we go for help?
playing immaterial of young people. Mm-hmm. Where do we go for help if everyone is suppressing and repressing an attraction to young people?
And everybody's in on it. Like, you know, they're all together, and where do we go for help? I think what you're doing is wonderful. I think what you're doing is really awesome. I'm very brave. Just the people that we thought we could trust, you know?
Verifies secret society.
Yes, exactly, yeah. What a bunch of liars.
Yeah.
Liars, it's corrupt.
Yeah. Can we trust our judiciary?
It's because of their position, they think they can get away with anything they want.
They tried to murder me behind closed doors, and so I would not be heard from again. They actually passed me around from remand to try to hide me. They didn't let me speak in court. They used sheriffs to drag me away so I couldn't talk to Videotron. They did all that, labeled in false ways.
Yeah, I'm afraid somebody coming after you just for speaking up, you know, or coming after your children just to retaliate. What you're doing is really wonderful. I think you've got a, you know, you're really strong and you're brave, and I think you got a good heart. Your heart's in the right place.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't believe that we've been lied to.
What
it's about time somebody comes along and, you know, sticks up for our younger generation. What you're doing is really great. I'm behind you 100%. Our government is a bunch of hypocrites. Everything that they do is hypocrisy.
Liminal messages.
Yes, exactly.
So what I've proven is that there are some
that contributes to what you're saying.
What I'm saying, you're right. And this is what I've proven, which not anybody thought possible to prove before. There is such a thing as mature young people that are like adults, and then all others
exactly.
are children.
Exactly. Oh yes.
All others are like children.
Yes.
And if you confuse that actually causes shock at neural circuitry. That actually causes part of your brain to actually shut down.
Exactly.
And so I have a whole bunch of revelations.
As individuals, we can't do anything as individuals, right. But as a group, as a global nation, as a world, right. As people come together and realize and know what's really going on, like what you're doing, maybe then something can be done. They're afraid to speak up because they think they're the only ones that are saying this, and they can't find people like us, not liars.
They'll feel ostracized. They feel like, okay, they're...
You know?
Yeah, they don't want to take that first step.
Because they're afraid.
Exactly.
I spent 10 years investigating. I also have the link and their warning page proving, actually, they were inviting the public to this material.
It is a tyranny.
What I've actually proven is that family nudism, situated between Edmonton and Tokefield, and also 15 minutes away from Vancouver, is legalized child porn. So now we know what these family nudists are really about. So they can't.
A person's got to really think about that. Really? Family nudist beaches and stuff? Where do they get that idea?
So they're lying on the subject of young people. Lying on the subject of young
exactly.
people.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and that's very, very serious.
Yes.
That means they've been telling us all this time that, oh, they're
it's
not...
It's okay.
That what they were telling us is they're not attracted to young people. And I'm able to prove now we know they're attracted to young people.
Yes.
And by confusing that, they caused an actual global effect that actually affected international security, national security, administration of justice, education, all aspects of our global, designs. So even the economy is affected by this.
Exactly. We need more and more and more people in this.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I'm interested in the mustard seed, because the mustard seed, are they government funded?
Partially.
If you're only learning of what I'm saying now,
yeah.
If you're learning what I'm saying now, that, you know, that clues you in. You're only
totally.
You're only learning what I'm saying now. That clues you in to that matter of a matter of mind control.
They mask it up and everything too.
And we've not heard a thing on media. When do you ever hear the media say,
totally.
"Oh, here's family nudism," and we also are fighting for our budget. You know,
mm-hmm.
We've got some fiscal issues.
Yeah.
You know. No, you never ever.
Never brought up.
No.
Yeah, not ever brought up.
Well, hopefully you can affect some change.
So we'll see you on the news, though.
Well, I can tell you I am the news.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Never get into a fight with a leading social scientist.
It's bad news.
It is.
You're part of CTV.
Yep.
He looks familiar. What's his
name?
Dave Owasek. And what's your name?
Galen. What's your name?
Galen?
Galen.
Galen. All right. My name's Sean Cullen. You must know that I'm on the internet right now and I've exposed widespread corruption, and there's audio podcasts.
I don't know that. All right.
Fair enough, you know? But I have audio podcasts with responses of businessmen across the city responding to a scandal and a conspiracy that was committed against me, and it's exposed wide open on the internet.
What's a scandal?
Assistant people falsely arrested me, threw me inside remand centers, threw me down, you know, the devil's throat, and held me there illegally for years, habeas corpus breaches, to attempt to stop my free speech. I was tortured day and night, threatened and tortured day and night behind closed doors. They attempted to alter my records, alter my health records, alter all records. The citizens of our city will be expecting you to do a story. Otherwise, they're going to think that you guys are covering up too. And I don't want CTV to be seen that way. But
well, check it out.
There's really no way to get past what I have online, eh?
Let them know. Here it is, Sean Cullen. All right.
Cool. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, Sean.
Why did you not raise that matter of NN Club inside the courtroom?
No comment.
No comment. Well, that incriminates you right there.
A podcast, and I have data on there proving that there is a scandal with respect to labeling me.
Wow. Jeez.
The worst things have happened up here.
Oh, please. This is crap, Mr. Morin. It's like you're a criminal.
I'm not.
It's a criminal fraud, Mr. Morin. These are my rights, okay?
Okay.
So while people are playing material of youth porn running our system...
Talk to your appeal lawyer, please.
I understand, yeah, because it could be criminal.
Totally.
I'm just letting you know. It could be criminal. I would not want you
to
be involved.
Well, it may well be.
Yeah. Well, I'm just letting you know, Mr. Morin had that data, he proceeded to write that opinion, to complete his opinion, having that data of criminal breaches to my rights.
I was raising my voice on the witness stand and off the witness stand, saying I did not get to demonstrate my teachings. My teachings are the cornerstone of my case with respect to subsection 6.
You may be right.
Which means